Commentator David Weinberger has been giving some careful thought to his own walking habits.
There's been an inquiry about whether, in addition to talking the talk, do I in fact walk the walk? I'm very glad you asked. I don't feel ready to walk the walk. It's a big step, so to speak. I do, however, talk the walk. I feel that's a good beginning for someone in my position, and while it's certainly not walking the walk, talking the walk is a very positive development for me, and I think, frankly, I deserve some credit for getting that far. As far as going the extra mile, I am more than happy to do that, even with gas prices as they are. I estimate going the extra mile isn't going to take more than 5 minutes, 10 minutes if there's traffic. This, of course, assumes I'm not exceeding the speed limit because I'm a strong supporter of local laws and customs. But that does not mean I can promise that when I'm in Rome, I'm going to do as the Romans. There are many Italian traits and characteristics that I admire and would gladly emulate, but it would be disingenuous of me to give a blanket assurance that I'm going to do as the Romans. And even when I do as the Romans, I'm not going to fool any Romans. As for the hand gestures, well, I've tried to do as the Romans, and too often they take it the wrong way. But I do not believe that leaves me between a rock and a hard place. I have to admit, I'm not sure of the distinction since rocks are hard places. Unless you're thinking of one of the softer rocks, such as talc or mud. Although I don't think mud really counts as rock. Well, maybe you mean I'm between two rocks. Normal, hard rocks. Which I'm not. And if I were, I'd step out from between them because that sounds unnecessarily uncomfortable. So, yes, I am taking the easy way out. I actually can't see why someone would take the hard way out. If there are two exits, and you're standing next to one, and it means going down some stairs, and it's well lit, and they're playing whatever your favorite music is, and maybe there's somebody at the bottom of the stairs offering you cotton candy or bearer bonds, then why would you ever take the exit that's up three flights, on fire, and someone is offering you beef jerky, old expired beef jerky? So obviously, yes, I'm taking the easy way out. Which I don't feel is a no-brainer, because if you didn't have a brain, how would you walk down the stairs? Or know that cotton candy is something you eat and not something you mop up spills with? I mean, you don't have to be a rocket scientist to know that. In fact, pretty much the only thing you need to be a rocket scientist to know is rocket science. That's why for most of what you do, you don't need to be a rocket scientist. Unless, of course, you are a rocket scientist. So, in conclusion, I am talking the walk. I'm happy to go the extra mile, although not precisely as Romans would. If I were between two rocks, I'd move. I totally recommend taking the easy way out and having a brain. And you might want to look into rocket science as a career alternative. Thank you.
David Weinberger does much of his thinking as a fellow at Harvard's Berkman Center for Internet and Society.